proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another installment of our radio Bible study on Psalm 31. This will be the final session on this particular psalm. At this juncture of Psalm 91, a different narrator seemed to come to the forefront. The author of the psalm, who spoke in the third person, yielded the floor, so to speak, to another, someone who spoke in the first person. Therefore, the final verses of Psalm 91 read as though it was God, and not the writer, who started speaking directly to the readers of Psalm 91 at the end of that chapter. This new narrator made several promises to those who trust in God. He declared, quote, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him," unquote. God will watch over those who love him, just as he did for Daniel on the lion's den, and will deliver them from danger. In the fifth chapter of 1 John, that apostle wrote, quote, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments," unquote. Those who love God will submit to his directives. When they do, they will enjoy the peace that accompanies the assurance of divine protection. As the writer of Psalm 119 put it, quote, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them," unquote. The new narrator of Psalm 91 continued, quote, "I will set him on high, because he hath known my name," unquote. David, in Psalm 9, observed that, quote, "They that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee," unquote. Those who know God will rely upon him, and he will deliver them. According to the new narrator of Psalm 91, God will respond to the prayers of those who turn to him. Quote, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him," unquote. David affirmed the truth of this statement in Psalm 34, referring to his own experiences. He testified on that occasion that, quote, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles," unquote. The new narrator of Psalm 91 continued by promising, quote, "I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him," unquote. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel could attest to this proof of God's fidelity to his people. After King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon cast the three men into a fiery furnace, according to Daniel chapter 3, that monarch exclaimed, quote, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God," unquote. That narrative also recorded how, quote, "The king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon," unquote. These men had trusted God in time of trial, and God delivered them. Then finally, the new narrator of Psalm 91 affirmed that, quote, "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation," unquote. Perhaps the statement alluded to the everlasting life God would grant all those who trusted in Jesus Christ the Savior. In such a case, salvation refers to deliverance from the guilt of sin, the power of sin, and ultimately the very presence of sin. The text of Psalm 91 ought to provide comfort to Christians living during times of affliction. Believers need to realize that, quote, "Whatever tribulations they may face, God will deliver them out of their troubles." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.